Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Celeste Headlee. So, John, how many times would you estimate you go to the doctor every year?
Two or three times a year.
See, that's exact, pretty much the same as I do. My kid goes more often, but and how about your wife? She's pregnant, so...
Well, yeah, she goes once a week. Yeah,
right.
She goes once
but
a week.
But she's
now,
pregnant.
Now she's once a week. Yeah, she's been going once a month, once a week since April.
So the question is here, if we have equal health care plans, should I pay more than you? My answer is no, I don't think I should. Judy Waxman is vice president of the National Women's Law Center. She joins us from D.C. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
Your National Women's Law Center released a report called Still Nowhere to Turn, and the findings in this are very sobering. I mean, you found that around the world, as you said earlier, being a woman is a pre-existing condition. Women are paying more for equal health care plans, right?
Yes, that's true. And the plans we looked at did not include maternity care. It was the same exact coverage. Women paid more in... the vast majority of the time.
How does that work? It says here that insurance companies are charging women 10 to 50% more. In Arkansas, women are paying 50% more for identical plans. How does that work? Are these through employers that they're actually taking out more in premiums? Are they charging the employers more for their female employees?
Good question. No, the plans we looked at were actually the ones that we say are in the individual market. The kind when you have to go out on your own and you go online and you figure out what plans are available for you. That's what our study looked at because that's the information we could readily get. But it is true that companies are charged more according to how many women they have. Employees don't see it because it's federal law that the company's not allowed to charge the man or the
right.
woman a different rate. But, in fact, the insurance company is charging the company more according to how many women are employed.
Okay, I want you to listen to this response from a listener named Peggy Robinson, who was denied insurance by the Golden Rule Insurance Company in Colorado.
If they could have given me a plan, they would have put a C-section rider on it, meaning if I were to have another C-section, they wouldn't cover it. Well, Colorado doesn't allow that, so therefore they couldn't offer me a plan at all. And their solution to this was, because we can't offer you a C-section rider, if you will get sterilized, that would be one way that we would cover you.
This is a woman who had a C-section. They wouldn't give her an insurance plan because they weren't allowed by state law to put a C-section rider on it, and they suggested she get sterilized.
Unbelievable.
Well, I guess, Judy, the question is broadly, and that's a horrible story. Actuarially speaking, is there any justification for increased
right.
payment of premiums by women under any sort of circumstances? You say your study excluded for maternity, but I'm wondering if there's another argument here that we're missing.
Well, insurance companies do say that. They say that women use services more. But I would say to that not every woman, as you already demonstrated, do go to the doctor more than every other man. It's kind of a stereotype. And when you look at the premiums as we did all over the country, it looks so arbitrary. You can't, every state is different, and plans within states when we compared them were different. So it's very hard to see that it's based on anything scientific.
You know, possibly relates to the civil rights cases we had in the 50s and 60s when there was always reports of people of different races being charged different costs for their health care plans just based on their race. And the insurance companies at those times said that there were differences in health care usage for different races, right?
Well, the fact is we don't charge different premiums for people of different races anymore. And it's time that we didn't charge different rates for gender. It's also time we got rid of all pre-existing conditions and charging people more just because they happen to have a particular physical issue. Insurance is supposed to cover us all for everything that we have, and these are the kinds of things that insurance companies use to figure out ways to make more profit. And it's time we get rid of all of these methods that insurance companies use.
Yeah. So we spoke with Judy Waxman, vice president of the National Women's Law Center. She joined us from Washington, D.C.